Yeah, you're not going to come win a basketball game on the road against a good basketball team. Turning the ball over 26 times, not really getting even a good look the last 5 minutes because we didn't execute. We turned the ball over 4 times in that sequence. Really alarming, the number of turnovers and the lack of ball movement. I thought Trent Frazier was great. Give Shaka and his kids a ton of credit. We got stops. We also did 2 boneheaded things. Fouling in the backcourt, 94 feet, but we talk about, we preach. You can't do that. Didn't run very good offense. We've got to become better. When we did run offense, we got great shots. We got Trent good looks. When we attacked the press, but we had shot clock violations. We had guys turning down shots that, are shots we take out of offense. It was just an interesting night, and maybe a night we learned a lot. I thought we were very passive. Obviously, without Kofi, everything we do has been geared towards, getting him the ball. I mean, he's a guy we want to get 15 to 20 looks to and being able to play off of that. But we didn't have much in the paint tonight and hence the 7 free throw attempts. But give Marquette a ton of credit. We weren't very good the last 5 minutes.
Coach, you said the biggest question this offseason was figuring out closing time and who would step up. How much did you try to prepare for this? How much was this something you'd have to experience without Io and try to figure it out?
Yeah, got to experience it. Got to go through it. You've got to be able to execute, and that was the one thing that we did at a high level last year. We executed, and Io would make the shot, but you've got to execute. And tonight was just obviously 5 turnovers. We didn't execute in the last 5 minutes, and we got to. We've got 13 assists, and that's not a very good number for us. We'll get that figured out.
Coach, down the stretch there, the last 2 minutes or so, was the idea to try to kill some clock, and were those designed ISOs for Andre, or just did this turn out that way?
No, we have a play that we like to run. We were trying to create a little bit of a matchup with the Lewis kid. And putting him in some space, and it was something that they had not handled real well. We the one time we did, we kicked it to Jake with short clock, and he didn't recognize the clock and drove it, and then we had Trent wide open on one. It's just a little slip action, but Bello's our guy. We're gonna live with him, and he's and Trent. We tried to run a couple actions to get him, a good look. And, again, it's tough sledding.
Bello was especially out of control after he went down clutching his head on the opposite side. Do you know if he's okay? Paul looked at him a little bit.
No clue yet.
Coach, playing Coach Smart's teams, you're going to get that pressure defense. Did you think you guys were spread up a little bit by that pressure defense leading to those turnovers?
I mean, we've been pressed twice in 2 games. I think it's just being on the road. I think it was just out of character. Out of character is the only way I know to describe it. Probably. I thought we missed 7 layups, I think, the first half in the paint. I thought Kawath really, really impacted the game from a defensive standpoint. I thought he was terrific in ball screens. He obviously makes a big steal on Bello late, but his shot blocking. But we got the ball, I think in the paint, and that's again where we missed Kofi, and then things settled down a little bit.
Brad, what do you want Andre Dorn from this experience?
A lot. I mean, there's a ton of learning points to learn from that. When things aren't going your way offensively, you've got to trust your other your teammates, and he's a really good player. He's got a lot. He thinks he's got a lot of burden on his shoulders. He doesn't. We've got We've got a lot of really good players, and you know, when things don't go your way, you've got to trust your teammates, and you know, he'll do that because that young man cares about winning a lot.
Coach, is part of that finding that trust, that late game identity, is that maybe why you opted to not take timeout in the last 10 seconds just to kind of see if they could find their own way?
Yeah, I hate that. We knew exactly what we – I mean, then they can change a defense. Then they can – we practice that. Last 10 seconds, we know exactly what we're running. And I hate calling a timeout. You know, you trust your guys. You work on it in practice. You know, tonight it didn't work.
Y'all played the majority of your games with no fans, limited fans last season. First kind of true road game. How much of the factor do you think that might have been, if at all?
Huge. Big factor. It was good for our guys. You know, it's again, we've got some guys in some new roles, you know, you know, Coleman, Omar, Ben, you know, all those guys are playing in significant roles, and now they're playing on the road. Again, they were it was a fantastic crowd. It's a loud building. It's a beautiful building. My first time in it. It got pretty good there.
Brent, how much of a stabilizing force was Trent, maybe, you know, when you needed someone to be that?
Yeah, he hit shots. He made shots. He's confident in the timeout. I mean, that's a kid that's in the locker room in tears. You know, just. You know, turning it over late, but that's our guy. That's our guy, and we were trying to get him shots. Believe me, you know, it was, you know, no one loves Trent Frazier more than me, and you know, the leadership he provides every single day is impactful.
Last one, if we have it, Marley.
Coach, do you think there's still maybe some youthful moments that this team is experiencing? I know you came into the season with a lot of veterans, but do you feel like that youth was a little bit evident today?
Yeah, especially without Kofi. I mean, you're talking about Kofi being a guy that's got 60 games. We're playing two guys there, three guys there. And Coleman, Omar, and Ben, who've got very, very little run throughout their college experience. It's an experience. Dre's in a new role, Bello's in a new role. He's a redshirt freshman. So there's some experience, but until we get Kofi back and we'll have a little different look about us because of that, and the experience will be part of that.